We're here at the 84th National FFA Convention, where the star winners have just been announced. With us, we have your star and ag placement. Please introduce yourself.
Alex Gakel of the Washington County FFA chapter.
And Alex, what are you doing right now? Are you in school? Are you in a career path?
I actually have a position at the Kansas State Swine Teaching and Research Unit, employed there, as well as this past summer I did an internship with Soother Feeds, and I'm still working with them, as well as going to school in feed science at Kansas State.
So what does your project consist of?
I started out with on the swine side of things, working with, at the unit that my dad manages, helping out on the weekends and when they needed some extra help. And from there, I went to work for another hog farm. He was nearing retirement, so I obviously saw that I needed to get a different position somewhere else. Went to work for Rose Farms in Mahaska, Kansas, at their beef feedlot and forage and crop production facility. And from there, I went to Kansas State University, and I realized I need to get a position there to support myself. So then I got my position at Kansas State Teaching Research Unit. And this past summer, I did an internship with Soother Feeds out of Frankfort, Kansas. So I'm still doing that, as well as working at the Kansas State Research Unit and going to school.
Now, you've spent many years developing this project and obviously developing a passion for what you're involved in. Are these going to lead towards a career path for you?
Yeah, the thing that really interests me about agriculture is by the year 2050, there's supposed to be 9 billion people is the estimated amount, and I think that's a great challenge for everybody that's involved in agriculture to be innovative and try to increase our numbers to help feed that growing population. So I can't wait to get into my career after college and help out.
Now, there are many FFA members across this country who are just starting on their projects. School's been in session for a few months, and first-year FFA members are learning what SAE projects are and beginning the development process of their own projects. What advice would you give to them? Where do they begin, and how do they make plans and goals?
Obviously, it all starts with small objectives, and just don't expect anything less than the best. And that's kind of what's been my driving force so far. And make sure that you make connections along the way. You never know where those might come in handy again. And just don't expect anything less than the best.
And becoming a star finalist is a huge honor. And becoming a star winner is even beyond that. How does it feel to be one of the top four stars in FFA this year?
It's a huge pat on the back for a job well done. It's been amazing to spend the week with the rest of the star candidates and hear about their programs. I don't know how they made the decision. It had to be really tough because they all have great programs. All of us do. It's amazing to hear about that and kind of hear about people our age being on the cutting edge of agriculture.
The theme for this year's National FFA Convention is I Believe. What are some of the things that you believe have gotten you to where you are today, not only as a star winner, but also as a student and as an FFA member?
I believe that Agriculture Day has been built on the shoulders of previous agriculturalists, and we need to keep building on that, make sure we're taking steps in the right direction to be innovative and move agriculture in the right direction. That's a big key to all of us being successful in agriculture, I think.
And what final message would you like to leave with FFA members?
Be innovative, make connections, hard work, it'll pay off. You make your own luck.
That was Alex Gakel, your star and ag placement at the 84th National FFA Convention.